Hi guys, please excuse the screaming in the background if you hear it, because there's children here and they're having a sleepover. So it's not that anybody's getting hurt, they're just having some fun, which is actually very exciting because we're coming out of COVID and we haven't had a normal life for quite a while. Anyway, I digress. What I'm about to share with you are some methods that I use to help my coaches enjoy their life because of the business that they have. They make revenue because they enjoy their business and they create a structure around that whole thing. And I've realized when I define it down to how does that actually get done, is that the marketing and their business structure gets done from their zone of genius. And when I say zone of genius, what I'm talking about is everybody obviously has a unique personality. And then they have passions that you put on top of that. So if you're a coach of any kind, pretty much, and you sell yourself or you sell your services, you're going to have particular people that you like working with, and you're going to probably have particular areas of interest or areas of specialty. Now, I suggest very, very strongly that you focus on your areas of interest, not necessarily just the ones that you are super qualified to do, unless it feels good. Now, and I've even been a little bit accounting because I was journaling before I did this video, which is what made me do it actually. So I've written down some points. Now, underpinning anything to do with your business, the most important thing, honestly, is that you have a vision in terms of what it is that you're trying to create, that you can actually see yourself doing the thing, that you do believe that it's possible, even though you won't know the steps, and that you have a really, really strong emotional reason why you're doing the thing. If you don't have those, then everything else that you layer on top, so, you know, you might be looking for knowledge to do with this, that, or the other to do with growing your business, but everything else that you layer on top won't stick unless those are there as core principles. They're just foundations that you really need. You need to know what you're doing and why you're doing it. You don't need to know how. That will be shown to you, but as long as the belief's there, you'll find the right way. So vision and reasons why aside, I'm going to presume that you've got that you want the thing, you know that you want the thing, you know why you want the thing, and you actually love helping people, which is why coaches do what they do. I'm also going to take money out of the question, because we're going to presume that the thing with, okay, no, I'm not going to take money out of the question, because obviously that gives you the life that you want to have. What I mean is I want you to know that it, when self-doubt comes into play, which it will do, so there are negative thoughts to do with your level of belief that you can have the thing, that you can do the thing, that the thing's even possible. When and if negative thoughts come into play, because they are your beliefs, that's an awareness for you to go, okay, well, that needs to be recoded. What is the story around that? And that work needs to be done. There's no getting away from it. You can't go around it. You have to go through it. You can't sweep it under the rug. It has to be done or released and let go of. It doesn't necessarily have to take a huge amount of time, but it needs to be done. You could call it mindset work. It doesn't necessarily have to be spiritual or quantum physical or, you know, any belief pattern. Yes, it does have to do with visualization, that can help, but even just becoming aware of limiting beliefs, etc., that will help, and understanding that you're really just here to be you. And that's the crux of what I want to talk about in terms of how to take your business to the next level and help it get the life that you want, which is going to be guided by knowing what that thing is that you want, but through doing those things such as marketing, communications, and building a business structure that is actually built purely around your genius zone. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about. So I'm often in my material talking about building things from your genius zone. And if we talk about it in relation to marketing, so marketing with your potential clients is a form of communication. Now, I'm not talking about just putting up a sign or a brochure or a one-liner on social media or creating an event or something, and it says, come do my free thing or buy my stuff. That is marketing, yes, definitely. But real marketing speaks to the client in regards to what it is that they want. So, and it speaks on an emotive level. Now, if you take it back to you using your genius zone for this, think about if you're a coach or you provide any kind of service. For a moment, just think about what are your favorite niches or targets or things to help people with. So, and when you're doing one post for those people, try to just speak to one person and go a little bit, for want of a better description, higher in the demographic than what you would usually think that you deserve, right? This is all about expanding your comfort level, for example. Now, it could be, let's say you're in the health and fitness world and you like helping menopausal women, or you might be really good at rehab and you just want to help people with lower back pain. I think you could even get more specific than that. But if that's what I want to call that, is that's one of your passions. And I don't care about the qualification. It's more important that it is a passion. Business and life is easy to do if you're passionate about it, wouldn't you say? Because anything that you release, anything that you do, gets to have that kind of vibe and feeling about it because you're having a relationship with the thing. You're going to have a relationship with the person that you help. You're going to have a relationship with the courses that you develop. You're going to have a relationship with potentially any new clients that you attract. You need to have a nice feeling relationship with the niche or the target market. You need to feel good about it. You don't need to know everything. I'll give you plenty of examples of people that have launched things that didn't necessarily know things about that thing. It might have just been their passion. If I remember, I'll come back and I'll tell you about one of my clients' 8 weeks things that she launched, and she ended up getting doctors in, and the doctors in the weekly group call actually helped the people that were in the course. So, and because it was very specific, it was on PCOS. So it was a health and fitness thing. So if you're talking to someone and you're using your passion, you're going to naturally attract people that are going to feel better to work with. And I want you to think in terms of, okay, so you've chosen your topic and you're doing the marketing and you're doing the talking on you. Now, do the messaging, do the putting the thing out there however you best do your real sessions with clients. So for example, I realized about myself that I'm a teacher. I really like teaching. I like taking someone from here to there, making some suggestions, figuring out what the best thing is for them to do based on their genius, their personality and their passion, and then getting them to go from A to B while they take the actions themselves. And that for me is very fulfilling, but you get to figure out what way works best for you. Now, there's a lot of unanswered questions in this, and what I want you to really get from this, if you are looking for answers to do with building your business to the next level or any of that stuff to do with coaching or personal training, or maybe you just offer your services to people, there is no one size fits all ever about anything. However, if you become aware of just these small principles, you can soon start to take a little bit of knowledge from here, come over here, set this up, a little bit of knowledge from here, come over here, set this up, etc. Get my point? But there are a few things to understand. Marketing is one thing. The way you coach your clients is a total different other story. Sometimes the problem in ineffective marketing, I've noticed, and look, I can say this because I'm really technically trained to do with, fixing the joints in the spine, and posture analysis and digestion and understanding all that stuff. And I used to get really ranty online and I would be, you know, just educating everybody because I opened up all my old videos that I made 2012, 2013, 2014. And I initially made videos for my clients. I can't remember if I put them on Facebook or I had kept them private, or I put them on YouTube and left them unlisted. Now, they were there because I would have a conversation with a client, then I would just I think this is the 10th time I've had this conversation this week. I may as well make some material about it, and then I can show it to the other 50 people, the other 150 people that are going to come in and talk about the same thing. So I made it, and then I'd start to communicate with them through Facebook groups, actually. I'm not sure what year Facebook groups started. Anyway, so they would then get to watch the material, right? So the my first lot of material that was out there was really education-y, which I love doing, and there's nothing wrong with that. But for somebody, see if you can relate this to yourself and what you might be doing. For somebody that's not a client yet, they aren't at the belief level that says that I can help them. In my case, you know, go back 2012, 13, 14, they aren't yet at the belief level to know that I'm the one that's helping them. They aren't giving me money. They aren't accountable to me. They don't have a relationship with me. They don't trust me. They don't know me from a bar of soap. So why would I effectively put that material out? Well, I didn't. I mean, the material went out, but that stuff wasn't as effective as, and this won't work anymore, so don't bother copying. Just saying, because Facebook's changed, like the world changes, you know, quickly every couple of months at the moment in regards to what works. But the underlying principle is be yourself. That's what works the best in terms of all things to do with business, including marketing. So what did work was actually putting out a Facebook ad and then speaking to the people on the phone. That worked brilliantly. Yeah, it wasn't effective. It wasn't really scalable. And I did, you know, hundreds and hundreds, like 400 or 500 phone calls in over a couple of months. And that worked. That was really effective because I built relationships with those people that I was talking to on the phone. Now, I don't actually, why did I even go into that? Because we're talking about, oh, what works in terms of marketing. So what works in terms of marketing? Anyway, so marketing, oh, that's right. So once those people had become, so that Facebook ad was really well written, but it's really hard in the fitness and health industry, as you know, to write Facebook ads as it is. And this was a program that was really specific. It was very passionate. It was a very big passion of mine. It was post-baby weight loss. And so anyway, it was a really, really interesting process. It's beside the point, but my point is, unless there is an emotional, with marketing communications, unless there is an emotional conversation going on, you can really understand the person's problem. They are not going to buy you if you are the solution. They are not going to opt in for your stuff. They don't know that they can trust you. They don't know that you understand them. So if you go straight to teaching, which is what I used to do in 2012 and 13, if you go straight to teaching, then our stuff will be kind of ineffective or less effective than what it could be if we talked about the things that we understand about them, the position that we understand about them, using the language that they use in their mind to themselves, or maybe that they talk about, you know, with a girlfriend over a wine. So what is it that your ideal client is saying, thinking, feeling, you know, problems? Not, oh my God, I want to get ripped abs. They're probably not saying that. They're probably not talking about kettlebells or the kind of workout, or I need to do NLP, or I just need to reframe my values and my goals. They're not talking in that language. Remember that as a coach, and look, I know this because I'm a teacher and here I am teaching, but as a teacher, that's what we do. We love, lots of us are teachers, lots of coaches are teachers, and sometimes we make the mistake of thinking that marketing is effective if we just teach or we just rant. Now, opinions are fantastic. Definitely have as many of them as you can because it will set you apart. And honestly, it's very freeing. So definitely put your opinions out there, you know, and definitely be yourself. I think it's evolving. It helps you evolve, actually, I should say, as a person. Okay, so marketing is effective communication, and it's done best when you focus using a niche that you're passionate about. And when I say personality, because remember the genius is your passion and your personality. When I talk about your personality in relation to marketing, you might notice that I do a lot of videos, right? And I have clients that have a lot of success that have never made a video because their personality won't allow them to do it. I know it's fear, they could be recoded and all that stuff, but really there are ways to move forward where you don't have to crack yourself open and rewrite yourself and do what that person's doing over there because the templated curriculum said that you've got to do it. That doesn't always have to be done. You have to work with your personality, meaning you can always move the needle forwards and still feel just like you're just slowly expanding your comfort level, which is important, I think, for people. They can go like this as well, but, you know, that's for us that like to move fast, and not everybody likes to move fast, again. So I like to think of myself in terms of coaching, the coaching realm and the way I like to do things. You don't have to do it this way, but just be conscious that not one curriculum is going to suit everybody. Not one curriculum, if you're looking for help to do with business either, is going to suit everybody, because people are individuals. You're an individual. The way you digest your food, the way you adapt to training is, yeah, okay, there's certain foundational blocks it's got to do with, you know, the way you assimilate nutrients and how much muscle tissue you've got on your body and how your insulin reacts to things and how you are as a person and how your immune system is. All that stuff obviously plays a role in how those things work. But there's no way that we can just put the data in and then have the data spit out on a sheet and say, well, this is the best prescription of those things for you to get results with your health and fitness. Business is the same. Now, how you unlock the key to what needs to be done individually for you is you just be really, really strong and understand that you have your own individual personality. How do you like to communicate with people? You are going to need to communicate your message out there online somehow in as much of a rhythm as you can. When I say rhythm, I mean as often as you can without feeling like it's draining you, because it should be fun. So you don't have to post a certain amount of times a day or a certain amount of times a week. It's more important that it comes from here. And when I say personality, you choose if you make a video or you choose if it's written, in terms of, I'm just talking about marketing on social media. There are a gazillion other ways to do stuff, of which I'm better at that as well. I have to be honest, like of the real life stuff, of networking, of seminars, of all that stuff. Like there's honestly just, I'm doing a short course very close to making this video on how to do seminars. That's going to go for 3 weeks. So comment below if you want the link to that. But this is not about that. And I've done seminars to build businesses for 22 years, actually. Love doing them, but guess what? Not all of my clients like doing seminars, so they can't all do it. And they don't all do it. And it doesn't matter. They still get success as long as they take a step forwards and they might do the next thing. So marketing gets to be done aiming at your passion and also using your personality. So using the format that you are strongest in, the format that you are most comfortable to start in, because something needs to be done. You're either going to need to network in terms of reaching out to people to see how you can help them. You're going to need to make video, or you're going to need to write, and you're going to need to put stuff out there, because you cannot be the best kept secret. But I'm not talking to the people who are the best kept secret. I'm talking to the people who want to figure out how to actually get their message going. If you need to figure out how to get your message going and how to actually get it to work, then go back to the first point, which is just understanding the emotion and making the marketing and the communication more effective. Now, onto the second big point, which is really the inside of your business. So once you've got the clients in and you're looking at different ways to service them, of which, again, there are no rules. You can have a high ticket offer. You can have a very expensive one-on-one thing that you do with them for a certain amount of time. By the way, prescribe how long you should be working with them for based on a conversation, ideally, if you have time to talk. If you do not have time to talk, that's when my suggestion comes in to actually send them to a link. But if you have time to talk, you'll get a higher conversion rate if you talk to them, because you're talking to them. You don't have to convert them, but you do need to leave them with the sense of, okay, it's possible to get what I want, maybe. And it's possible for them to do that with you, is it? I don't know, maybe. If you know your stuff, if they're qualified before they speak to you. So that comes down to the marketing and communication, which is why it's important. Man, I am ranting on my high horse today. Okay, so talking about using why your genius, so your genius and your personality and your passion, if you apply that to your business structure, I want you to just know the following. So not one situation, not one high-end, low-end packages like this, that, or the other. One template doesn't suit everybody. And guess what? If you're female or anything like my kind of personality, you're actually going to change your mind. Even if you have one thing, you will actually change your mind. Now, I'm going to let you know one of the ways that I work with my guys, because this is what I figured out after a long time, was, and this is in the personal training realm and health coaching, was that you need a high-end offer. So even if you have, you know, lots of, you maybe you have an 8-week program, or maybe you're just doing one-on-one sessions with people, by the way, definitely have some kind of time frame. They're not necessarily, you know, locked into personal training for a certain amount of time, and you know, you're going to sue them if they leave. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about from a logistics perspective. It's rude to, at the beginning of a session, at the beginning of the first session with somebody, to not, I think, give them an overview of, in your professional opinion, how long is it going to take them to get the result? So in their mind, energetically, the framework of how long they have to be changing habits for is set up right from the beginning. Yes, I know that another format of that is that, I mean, another formality to do with that is the benefit is you know how long the money's coming into your account for, but the other more important thing is logistically, you know how long that person's in your calendar for. And I'm just using that as a framework to do with one-on-one PT, but it could be coaching of any kind. How long before they get from A to B or A to Z in your expert opinion, provided they do the things and provided they're able to change and provided, you know, touch wood, they don't have any family members go to hospital or any tragedies happen, because life happens, right? So, business structure. I need to calm down. Business structure and the packages you offer. So, there is not one thing for everybody. I do actually keep saying that, don't I? I would think that it was obvious, but it's really not. And often, if you go into a course or you download a PDF or you sign up for something, it's structured and you've got to do the thing like you do the thing. Now, there's two reasons that, if that's not working, there's two main reasons why, in my opinion. One, it goes against the flow of your genius, of your personality and of your strengths. But often, two, is that it goes against some of your core beliefs and your stories and your belief that it's actually even possible to get the outcome that you want. And fear will get in the way, and you will use the excuse that I don't know how to do it, so I'm not going to be able to do those things, and the instructions aren't clear enough, or the this, the that, the other, blah blah. I don't know what else goes on inside people's minds about that stuff. I don't know is a big one, but I always think if you're working quite closely with somebody, you can ask a question, and then that problem gets solved. So then you know what the next thing is to do. I know I'm a rarity, but when I'm in courses, I've done so many courses, but when I'm in courses like this, I've tend to jokingly named myself the unicorn, because I seem to go really well. And then I'm doing a testimonial for the person at the end. That's generally me. I'm doing that. So I will make any course work, because I guess I do what they say. Have they all been worth it? Probably not, but they are, in terms of I've learned a lot. Now I'm going to give you some examples of the different structures of things that I've been in and different structures that I use to deliver to clients, but it's really based on it's what I feel like doing and it works. That's right, high end. So the first thing to do is have a look at your offers in terms of the range of what things cost. Sometimes there's free and low-end things. There's no real rule with this, but let's say it's $0 to $50 a payment or something. Then there's the mid-range, which, for example, if you're a personal trainer or you're any kind of coach, that's the one-on-one space, and the mid-range is there. And then there's high-end, so anything that's probably a couple of $1,000s minimum for the person to invest in. And sometimes it requires a little bit more of your time, but hopefully not too much. but you do need to keep an eye on that. Now, when you go into the high-end realm and you actually do experience selling that and receiving that, something magical happens. All of a sudden, you free up more time. All of a sudden, and this is very important, you do need to choose the people that you work with, because you're going to almost be married energetically. I think it's super important. I think it's really important to onboard people over into the high-end part ethically. I think, and this is some of my experience that I'm drawing on from me being in courses myself, where I've paid a high ticket amount to do people's courses, is that we were a number. And for example, I've been on group calls where there were 40 of us on one call, there was 230 of us on a different call in a different course. Strangely enough, the team that was helping in the course where there was 240 of us on one call, the team was amazing. That course was amazing. And this is all around marketing and business structure and that kind of stuff. Now, if you go back a couple of years, the one with the 40 people in it, I'm not going to name names, but that was so interesting, because I found out that all the people in the course had been charged different amounts. And anyway, there was a couple of things that just ironically didn't fit together, and I would never run my business like that as a trainer and a coach, hadn't for 20 years. And it was funny, it took one of my clients to say to me, hey, this doesn't make any sense. Why would you be learning business coaching from somebody who's treating you like that in their business? Because there were just some, I wasn't allowed to ask a question, that kind of stuff. But do you know what it gave me? All those experiences, and I want you to know this if you're a coach, so it can shortcut your life, really, shortcut your life and your business, because you're setting up a business in the first place, really, to get to that, to the point of freedom and contribution, because you're expressing things from your genius zone, right? And that you're doing that and you're really impacting people's lives, and that it's making a difference in your life at the same time. We are literally born in such an amazing time and country, if you're watching this, for us to be able to have, you know, the most amazing amount of abundance. We're so lucky. If you've got this little device in your hand, we are really, really, really so lucky. Anyway, what doing all those courses taught me was that in the online space, there's a lot around sales and marketing and building rapport and blah, blah, blah. But what I realized after being a personal trainer for 22 years, actually only 20 years, because the last couple of years I haven't been registered, but I've had the odd side health coaching client, is that if you're a coach, especially personal trainers, if you've got quite a few years under your belt, you build rapport like that. You know how to make somebody feel comfortable when they're in the room with you within a couple of minutes. It's something that you could do in your sleep. So I promise sales and a conversation with people about any of your products and offers is not the hard part. The part that we as experienced coaches really need to nail, and that really makes a difference, is the marketing. And then having the belief to execute things at a different level, that's what makes the difference. Because there will be nagging stories that go on in the background, which is your own voice inside your mind. There will be doubts. There will be, oh my God, I'm going to step outside my comfort zone. Oh no, I'm not. There will be that. There will be a lot of that. So if you want to up-level your business, be prepared to do the inner work in terms of your belief and where did that come from, and then letting it the fuck go. Because the more we can release, the more amazing we can become, the more people we can actually help. And that, my friend, is what it feels like, is truly what coaches are put here to do. If you happen to be doing that, you already know that this is your cause and your passion. So I hope this information has been helpful in terms of a coach selling a service and using your genius and using your personality and your passion. If you've got any questions in relation to any of that, please hit me up. I answer messages, even if you're not a client. Yes, I have stuff to sell. I won't necessarily sell you in it if you ask me a question, but I will if you ask about it and if it's appropriate. I have a 90-day course, then that's my VIP offer, and it's VIP, as in you will never have had the experience that you have but proudly I can say, not that I ever had anyway, with me that you have in that, and it actually goes for 12 months. And that means we speak every week and we overhaul all of that stuff. It's for experienced coaches only. You need to know how to coach people in their body, or whatever the modality is that you use in terms of service. And I will be able to pick apart where the gaps are. And then if you've got the gumption, you're the right kind of person, I'll offer you a spot if I've got spots at the time. Because of that, I don't take 40 or 230 people in that course. I've got a maximum of around 12 active people in that group at once. I say around because sometimes it's 15, sometimes it's 10. But I prefer a max 12 people because I'm the only coach. Because apparently I have a, it's not a scalable model, but I don't want to scale it because I don't need to take over the world. But I do enjoy making a difference to the people who are ready and that it's aligned for. Anyway, regardless of the 90-day program, there's lots of other smaller programs that I have. But if you have a question, please feel free to hit me up. You know where I am, whether you don't technically know where I live. And next week, I'm going to be in a different house. But you can find me online. And the website's katemartinmentor.com. It would be my pleasure to help if you've got a question, because coaches actually make the world a better place. I will talk to you soon.